Welcome back to the show, episode 94 of In the Hall podcast. I'm sitting here wearing my captain's hat because we are about to embark yet again on another journey. Florida to Boise, Idaho, out of all places. I'm sick of Orlando, always have been, always will be. Nothing really going on here. You know, my opinion has always been of Florida. If you're going to live in Florida, don't live in the fucking middle of Florida, okay? I live on a lake. That's nice, okay? But I've been here almost 2 years, and those of you that know me know that I can only sit still for so long. You know, once I know the cashier's name at the grocery store, it's time for me to go. So I fired off a few resumes, and I applied for a sales position in Scottsdale, Arizona. And a few days later, I get a call from Boise, Idaho. I answer it. Recruiter says, "We'd love to have you. We looked at your resume. We think you're a great fit for the position. Do you know where the position is located?" I said, "Yes, beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona." My thought process was, I'll be 4 hours away from LA. I don't want to live in LA, but I miss all my friends there. And, you know, my dad always says, if you're going to be a lumberjack, you got to be where the trees are. Hence, stand-up comedy, LA. It's the entertainment capital of the world, besides New York, which I'll never live in again because New York is a motherfucking nightmare. And don't get me wrong, I've had the time of my life in New York. I've had my best moments in life and my worst moments in life. New York probably made me, out of all places, in the short time I was there, the man I am today. Based off just the hustle, the bustle, keeping your head on a swivel. It's not Florida, let's just say that. It's very fast-paced, high energy. It's very different now. And that's why I'm saying I'll never go back, maybe to visit. But as far as living full-time, absolutely not. So yeah, I think I'm going to go to Scottsdale. You know, I'm thinking I can drive 4 hours. That's nothing. To LA, stay with Adam or Gary, my boys out there. Record a couple podcasts, do a little, film some sketches, drive back at night, hit work on Monday, nothing happened. You know what I mean? The guy goes, "Do you know where the job is located?" I go, "Yeah, Scottsdale. Beautiful golf courses. I'm really looking forward to moving." He goes, "No, it's in Boise, Idaho." So I'm like, what the fuck? So the whole phone interview, I'm just totally blowing him off. It's a complete joke to me. I'm not going to fucking Idaho. The only thing I know about Idaho is that their college football team has a blue field. So I go, "Well, how's the golf in Boise, Idaho?" He goes, "I don't know, man. I've just been grinding out here." I go, "Okay, well, what do the women look like?" He goes, "Oh, they're all blonde and, you know, they're like Utah women." I go, "Okay." You know, so he's laughing because he thinks he's recruiting me. In my mind, I'm never fucking going there. So at this point, it's a prank phone call. So he starts explaining the benefits, the salary. Now I'm going, oh, maybe I am going to go to Boise, Idaho. I go, "Hey, you know what, man? Thanks for the call. Appreciate the information and your time. Give me 48 hours. So I call my brothers, my fellow savages. I say, "Hey, what do you guys think of Boise, Idaho?" And of course, my main man, Rick Garcia, goes, "Yo, I love Boise, Idaho." I go, "Of course you fucking lived in Boise. This kid's lived everywhere." He goes, "I love it. Great skiing, mountains. It's a really expanding city." I call the guy back 2 hours later. I say, "Hey, man, I'm packing my bag. Send over the paperwork." So that's it, and that's that, man. I am, I'm leaving later in this month. This will be the last time in this studio. Oh, not the last time. I'm going to do a couple more episodes in here. And I'm going to do a car cast. Oh, did I just really say that? I'm going to do a podcast from the car because it's going to be a long road trip. Got to bring my car out there and whatever I can fit. Probably going to bring this chair, this table. And then I put out a poll saying, what do you guys like better, a wood panel background or a stone background? And I got about 50-50. Half of you said wood, half of you said stone. I was torn. I think I'm going to go ahead with the stone background. A lot of podcasts do the wood background. Everyone looks like they're recording from a treehouse. So I'm going to do the stone. I might have a Viking helmet on the table. I might have a sword in my hand. It'll be fun. I'm going to have the old school torches on the wall. I got an Airbnb out there for a month. Going to throw in a couple sales, get my own place, and just rebuild the studio. So I'm looking forward to that. Am I nervous? Yes. I don't know anybody in Idaho, but this is what I live for. I live for the adventure, the fear of the unknown. You know, people ask me, Sean, you just pack up your bags and just drive across the country. How do you do it? How do you move? Well, dummy, it's in the word. I move. Move is the word. You just fucking move. It's not that hard. Oh, but I don't know anyone. Yeah, me neither. Okay? I didn't know anyone when I had $400 and I moved to the most expensive city in the world, New York. Okay? I didn't know shit. I had $400 cash and a 2003 Saturn and a job lined up, and that's all I knew. Okay? But here's the thing. When you go for something, when you just say fuck it and you move, you're going to meet other savages that do the same thing. You're going to meet people that did exactly what you did. And those are going to become your brothers. You know, my whole life I wanted to, oh, I wish I had an older brother. I wish I had a brother, you know. Now I got like five of them. I got five people I can call right now. Hey, shit hit the fan. I need somewhere to live. If you don't have that, there's an issue. Okay? Plandemic happened. Call my boy Danny in Miami. Hey, man, I'm coming back to Florida. He goes, no problem. Throw your mattress on the floor in the living room. That's what we did until we figured it out. No one knew what was going to happen. You know, all else fails, I can call Adam. Hey, man, shit hit the fan. I got to come to LA. Gary, you got a guest room? I need a spot for a couple weeks. If you don't have that, man, I feel sorry for you. Because I don't have that with my family. Okay, that's another reason. I'm blessed that my dad remarried a fucking bitch. You ever seen the movie Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan? That's what it was. Just some dumb bitch my dad remarried who didn't like her own kids. So what do you think she's going to, what makes you think she's going to like me? We got in arguments every day. Made my life a living fucking hell. Made me pay rent in high school, $400 a month. I worked at Walmart. That's what I made a week. $400 a week I made. After school, I'd work 4 to 10 every day. Then I'd wake up the next day, go to school, get out of school, go right to Walmart, work 4 to 10. This bitch charged me $400 to live in my own fucking house. My dad didn't have the fucking balls. Not only did she walk over my dad, she walked all over me. I hope the blowjobs are good, Dad. Fucking pussy. It hurts me to say. You know, when your family shows your own true colors and you realize that you're on your own, ugh. God, is that scary. Especially as a man. Men are just, men get zero credit. You know, women have it so easy. Oh, you know, oh, it's hard being a woman. Not in America. Your life is set up for success. God, if I came back as a woman, I would be on OnlyFans the next day. All I got to do is get in a bikini for $10 million a year. I know so many girls that just make $100,000 a month just for taking regular pics that they would post on Instagram. Anyway, that's besides the point. So yeah, I don't have a home to go to. People go, where are you from? You know, where do you live? Where do your parents live? I'm like, why does it matter? I'm on my own. Okay. Wherever I can get an apartment is my home. My car has been my home. There were weekends where my stepmom would go, I don't want you in the house. And my dad would go, oh yeah, I guess you got to go, Sean. She doesn't want you here. You know, one night I slept in the fucking 7-Eleven parking lot because I'm not going to ask my friend. You know how weird it is to go to ask your friend in high school, hey man, can I stay the night at your house? My parents don't want me there. Unreal. Anyway, I'm fired up tonight. I'm drinking, smoking cigars. It's all good. I'm grateful for every, you know, people are like, oh, you know, I'm depressed. This thing happened to me 2 years ago. 2 years ago. You should be over that. You know, I heard a great quote. God, I wish I remember who it was from. If you're going to be sad, you might as well be a sad winner, not a sad loser. Because either way, nobody gives a shit. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this journey. New opportunities. I might meet a friend for life. And that's the thing. I don't have, and everyone's like, oh, I got 30 friends and we all party and hang. Those aren't your friends, okay? All my friends are exactly who I am. They can survive on their own. They can travel on their own. You, as a man, you have to become your own best friend. Okay, I'm my own best friend and my own worst enemy. And every day is a battle. It's, you know, in my head, it's look at what you've overcome. You know, you're a fucking king. And then at the same time, it's you're a piece of shit. And that's just the daily battle in my head. Because, yeah, my own family definitely did a number on me. You know, my whole life I've, you know, I think after, well, definitely it started in high school mainly. I just felt unwanted by my own family. You know, how are you going to kick your own son out of the house? You know, it's just, you're going to make your own son pay rent. It's just fucking weird. I've had friends tell me, dude, I don't know how you do it. I go, hey, man, I'm grateful that my stepmom was a cunt. So grateful. Because not having a home, not having a safety net, just makes you an absolute savage. I know that if I get dropped off in a jungle, I'll come out with a mink coat of whatever animal that I slayed with a spear. I will sharpen a stick. I will climb a tree and see if there's any civilization nearby. You know, that's how confident I am in myself. When I was 18 years old, I was stranded in California. Didn't know anybody. I was looking under my seat in my 2003 Saturn Ion going, oh man, I knew I'd drop. I got to have dropped some quarters in here so I can afford to get a dollar burger at fucking McDonald's. You know, I've been in some dark, dark fucking situations. Very much looking forward to the challenge of driving across the country yet again. This will be my eighth time. I've done Florida to LA, Florida to San Francisco, LA to Florida, New York to Florida, New York to Florida, Florida to New York. I've done, you know, I've gone east, west, north, south. This will be a new one. This will be, I think I'm going through like Wyoming, probably going to see Buffalo, which is fucking awesome. So yeah, Florida to Boise, Idaho, man. Boom, new state. Just chasing it, man. We don't know what, but we're going for it. This life is a fucking video game. You just got to keep upgrading. Is this me talking or is it the, oh, I thought this was Cabernet. It's the red blend. I don't know how good this episode's going to be. I had stuff planned. This was not it at all. Where do we go from here? Yeah, I don't know, man. Idaho. So, yeah, it's going to be a good chunk of change. And I'm going to be there for like a year, maybe 2 years. Shit, maybe I'll live there full time. I don't know. But my plan is to end up in Mexico. I've always wanted to leave the U.S. I see I feel like living in the U.S. right now is just paying for bad Wi-Fi. You know, you can barely connect. You're like, what am I even fucking paying for? The U.S. is Spectrum Internet. You know, every month you got all these fucking bills. You got gas. You got the light bill. You're like, what am I fucking paying for? It's not working. This country isn't working. Why do I keep paying all this money for something that's not working? So yeah, my plan is to move to Mexico. I thought Tulum. I was talking to Gary and Lindsay. They said, look at Cabo San Lucas. That's where all the money's at. Gated communities, safe. People are like, watch out for the cartel. I go, I want to be part of the cartel. Fuck are you talking about? I'll work for the cartel. Maybe the cartel has an underground basketball league. I'm a 6'4 white guy. Maybe I'll play for their fucking basketball team. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But yeah, Cabo San Lucas. It's calling my name. I'm learning Spanish right now. I got the Duolingo app. I'm excited. So I'm gonna do my time in Idaho. 1 to 2 years max. Get my $500,000, get the Porsche, start a few companies, fucking bounce. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not doing it, but my goal is to be completely remote, meaning all you need is a laptop to make money, and then you're out of the matrix, okay? if you go to a physical building to work, if you have to be at a certain place at a certain time, you are in the Matrix. Again, I am not speaking from a point where I am doing that myself, but that is my goal. To just be able to go to another country, and as long as I have a laptop, as long as I have internet, I can work from my phone or my laptop. That is my goal. That is what I'm working towards, and I will achieve that because anything that I go for, I achieve. Rest in peace to my buddy Michael, the one who actually told me to start a podcast years ago. Why'd I bring this up? Oh yeah, stand-up comedy. I love stand-up comedy. It saved my life. It is the thing that gave me the balls to move to New York, to LA. It's what's given me all my friends, all my relationships have been from chasing stand-up comedy. And I feel like I've just done it all. I've seen the game. I've satisfied my, not my craving, but I've seen behind the curtain of stand-up comedy. I know what it is. I've rubbed shoulders. I've met all my quote-unquote comedy heroes. They say never to meet your heroes. I know why, because you meet some of these comics and you're like, God, you're a fucking loser. Yeah, you have millions of dollars, but you're a fucking bum. You know what I mean? Nothing worse than a rich bum. You know, most comedians are just starved for attention. And, you know, I feel like I've done stand-up. I could just quit now, and I'm happy. I've done it. I've seen it. I've performed at all the clubs. The only thing missing is the millions of dollars. And you can get that from other ways. So, yeah, it's given me everything. Stand-up comedy has given me literally everything. Everything I could have wanted. I have friends that I'm closer to than my family. I've had experiences that I couldn't have had without stand-up comedy. And now I'm ready to just, you know, not retire, but I feel like I could go to Mexico and buy a condo and just stare at the beach all day. Smoke cigars with my Mexican wife as she makes me burritos. Sounds like a good life. I don't want to perform in Wyoming at the fucking haha chuckle hut for $1,000. I don't give a shit. So yeah, my plan is to go to Idaho. I'm going to go all the way north to go all the way south, baby. That's my goal. And whoever wants to meet me out in Cabo, come through. Let's build a compound. Let's sing Kumbaya with our 500 kids. Let's build a civilization from scratch. Do I have anything else I want to talk about moving? Yeah. I don't know, man. People are like, they hit me up all the time. Oh, dude, you know, oh, you move here, you move there. Just move, dude. What are you waiting for? You have maybe 70 years. Maybe, you know, 70 years if you're lucky. What are you waiting for? Life is too short. Do you come back to Earth? I don't know. But if you're only here for a short amount of time, why would you work a job that you hate? Why would you be in a relationship that's not working? Fucking move. Change your environment. Change your scenery. I'm done with Orlando. Take me to Boise. That's it, and that's that. Let's get into the show. Shit, what are we, 20? 15 minutes in already. Start off with an article here. I thought this was absolutely insane and hilarious at the same time. I thought this was a fake article. A firm proposes using taser-armed drones to stop school shootings. Taser developer Axon said this week it is working to build drones armed with an electric stunning weapon that could fly in schools and help prevent the next Uvalde. I don't know how you say that, Texas town. Uvalde. But its own technology advisors quickly panned the idea as a dangerous fantasy. Yeah, I'd say so. Having Call of Duty taser drones flying around campus, fucking tasing students. The publicly traded company, which sells tasers and police body cameras, floated the idea of a new police drone product last year to its Artificial Intelligence Ethics Board, a group of well-respected experts in technology, policing, and privacy. Some of them expressed reservations about the weaponizing drones in over-policed communities of color, but they were not expecting Axon's Thursday announcement that it wants to send those taser-equipped drones into classrooms to prevent mass shootings by immobilizing an intruding gunman. An interview with the Associated Press Axon, I guess I'm saying it right. Axon founder and CEO Rick Smith said he felt compelled to make the idea public after the mass shooting in Uvalde. I don't know. I haven't been watching the news. I know they've probably said the town nine times. Uvalde, Texas, elementary school, saying he was catastrophically disappointed in response by the police who didn't move in to kill the suspect for more than an hour. Well, yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm on board with taser drones. Let's keep reading. But he stressed Friday that no product had been launched to any potential. What? I was doing so good at reading this. Is it the article or is it the wine? But he stressed Friday that no product had been launched and any potential launch would be down the road. It was the wine. I'm sorry. The idea, he felt, needed to be shared now because of the public conversation about effective ways for police to safely confront attackers and how schools can increase safety. This is an idea that should get into public's consciousness while our minds are open to it. And I felt if I wait another 6 months, the world is going to change and people are going to forget the pain and we're going to shift. All right, so this guy basically just wants to sell some drones and he's trying to use school shootings as the sales pitch to sneak in some fucking taser drones. That's what's funny about, you know, I know people that are in, you can call it the military industrial complex or the defense department, where any tragedy means big money. Someone blows something up, they go, oh, good, we can sell our product now. Smith told the Reddit user that Axon was absolutely not trying to capitalize on recent tragedies. Yeah, exactly what I said. Smith told a Reddit user that Axon was absolutely not trying to capitalize on recent tragedies to attract investors. He noted the advisory board's disagreements, but said the mass shooting in Texas and what he described as misguided proposals to arm the teachers with guns compelled him to go public with the drone idea to field a far broader array of voices, a.k.a. we got to sell some motherfucking taser drones, starting with Texas. This particular idea is crackpot, said Barry Friedman, a New York University law professor who sits on the Axon AI ethics board. Yeah, he's probably fired. Drones can't fly through closed doors. The physical properties of the universe still hold. So unless you have a taser drone in every classroom in America, which seems insane, the idea just isn't going to work. Yeah, let's just... Holy shit, you imagine a fucking drone just hovering in a classroom? You get up to sharpen your pencil, target acquired. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm just trying to sharpen my pencil. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Dude, the future is going to be wild. It's 2022 and they're trying to put taser drones in classrooms. Holy shit. Oh, dude, I wish I was there in some of these meetings, these high level fucking defense meetings where they're like, what can we do to stop mass shootings? Should we arm the teachers? And some guy holds up, he goes, well, I can show you my new taser drone I've been working on. They're like, why don't you sit the fuck down? Like, okay, it's just an idea, you know? It's just an idea. We can have artificial intelligence powered drones flying through schools, tasing people that are deemed threats. Some kid reaches into his backpack too fast. Oh, I was just getting out my notebook. What the fuck? Oh my God. Oh, dude. What do we got next on the list? Oh God, this one was sent to me by Gary. Go follow him, man. Gary Lely Comedy or Good Cooking Show. Some of the best food I've ever had. If you're cooking basic-ass food, go follow Good Cooking Show, man. It's some of the best food I've ever had. Gary's a fucking chef, man. He's got quick recipes on Instagram, TikTok. You're going to love it because I sure did. Here we go. Woman who is sexually attracted to planes wants to marry a toy Boeing. And there's a picture of her hugging a giant 737 on her bed. Oh, gosh. We have the same haircut. Ah! Oh, it's always hard to shit on someone who has the same haircut as you. Damn it. She got the Tommy Shelby as well. Oh, no. A woman who is in love with planes insists her desire is not a flight of fancy. Oh, God, here comes those news reporters. A story on ice cream, and that's the scoop. It was sprinkled with information. Sarah Rodo, 23, even refers to the Boeing 737 as her boyfriend. She flies on the aircraft as often as possible and has 50 replica models of the plane at home. Sarah calls the Boeing Dickie and hopes to wed it one day, even though it is illegal in Germany. Oh, she's a German. What happened to her that she wants to... Oh, God. 50 replica models named Dickie. Oh, you know she's shoving the fucking fuselage up her puss. Sorry, that was... What's the word called? Not foul. Anyway, keep reading. The Dortmund resident identifies as a objectum sexual, meaning that she is sexually attracted to inanimate objects. Well, I don't want to fuck a Porsche, but I like them. She said past romances with men didn't get her flying high. Oh, God. Oh. Sarah said, my plane is called Dickie. Oh, yeah, she's definitely using it as a sex toy. I love everything about him, but particularly his face, wings, and engine. They're so sexy to me. These Germans, dude, they're so in love with engineering. Maybe that's how they're so good at making cars. They're like, they want to fuck them. Oh, that quad exhaust on the Porsche. The Mercedes. Dude, she's laying in bed cuddling with it. Oh, my God. Some people don't understand my love, but my friends took my coming out very well and encouraged me. You can come out as an objectarian? What is it called? An object... Objectum sexual. I'm going to use that next time a girl's like, hits me up on Instagram. I'm going to go, no. I'm sorry. I'm taken. Was, oh, you have a girlfriend? No, I'm objectum sexual. Okay? Oh, this world is just finished. What do you guys think? Are you, I would go to this wedding, you know? Does she live by an airport? Every time a plane flies over, she just fucking comes. Oh, God. Every time a plane flies overhead. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, my gosh. What time's our date tonight? 7:47? No, 7:37. Ugh. Well, good for her, man. You don't got to worry about this thing not calling you back. I don't know. Maybe I'm objectosex. What's it called? God, I keep forgetting the name. Objectum sexual. I like microphones. You know, I got a lot of microphones. I like a good microphone. I'm not slapping my balls up against it, though. I don't know what kind of weird shit she's into. But yeah, maybe it's probably easier to date a fucking airplane. I got nothing to say. I'm at a loss for words. I'm just pissed that we have the same haircut. That's all. Yeah, we'll leave it right there. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Hit the thumbs up. Leave a review. Appreciate all the support. That's episode 94. And we will see you next week for episode 95. You want to smoke something? You've seen him perform all over LA. Give it up for Sean Madden, everybody. What have we got here? A fucking comedian. This joke's not gonna go well.